Now, before we get into the last six slides, I'm going to give you five early warning signals. And if you pay attention to these five early warning signals, which are so simple that any five-year-old can recognize them, if you pay attention to these five early warning signals and react appropriately and do the righteous thing, you're literally going to add 20, 30, 40, 50 years to your life. Very helpful years. Early warning signal number one, white, gray, and silver hair. And I see quite a bit of white, gray, and silver hair in here tonight in various stages. I see people who have colored their hair in hopes of getting around the problem. And if it was just a cosmetic problem, it'd be okay, because men gain a lot of wisdom when they get some gray hair. They look very professorial, and people tend to have a lot more respect for them. And women can look very beautiful. They get their nice curly hairdos, and they put a little tint in there. It just looks nice. But there's more sinister things going on in the inside when you have white, gray, or silver hair, because copper is required as a cofactor to manufacture hair pigment. Doesn't matter if it's blonde, red, brown, or black. And if you have white, gray, or silver hair, you have a copper deficiency. Copper is also required as a cofactor to manufacture the elastic fibers in veins and arteries. When you get a copper deficiency sufficient enough to give you white, gray, or silver hair, you're going to get a breakdown of the elastic fibers in your veins and arteries. You're going to get spider veins, varicose veins. You're going to get hemorrhoids, which are varicose veins in your exhaust pipe. These things can be unsightly. They can be painful. They can certainly be debilitating. They can, in fact, be life-threatening if you get a thrombosis or a blood clot in there. Also, you're going to get a breakdown of the elastic fibers in your arteries. You're going to get a breakdown of the elastic fibers in your arteries. And you get an aneurysm. When you get one of these aneurysms, you can get a bleeding-type stroke in your brain. You can actually get a bleeding death. You can actually bleed to death when you get a ruptured aneurysm in your brain, your coronary artery, aorta, pulmonary artery. And I'll give you an example. This fellow here, Dr. Stuart Cartwright, age 38, good-looking kid. I mean, this guy could have been a movie actor, I'm sure. He looks very fit, so I'm sure he jogged or got on one of those stair steppers or maybe played tennis or did something. And he drops dead in his home from a ruptured coronary artery aneurysm at age 38, a simple copper deficiency. He's sweating. Remember, he's athletic. He sweat out his copper, didn't replace it properly. And the nice thing is, if you supplement, within 60 to 90 days, almost always that hair color will begin to come back. It starts at the nape of the neck, moves up over the crown of the head, then down the sides. And I'm going to be honest with you, you're going to look like a pinto pony for a couple of months because it doesn't come in uniformly. But stick with it, because as that hair color is coming back, you're actually healing the elastic fibers in your veins and arteries. And thousands of people every year will find, just like we say, their arthritis will get better, their loose teeth will tighten up, their low back problems will get better. But the big surprise comes after 3 or 4 months. They wake up one morning and realize the spider veins and the varicose veins they've had for 25 years are either significantly better or maybe totally gone because the elastic fibers have healed. Now, arteries take a little longer, take maybe a year or a year and a half. And I've had people who have had early aneurysms. I've had people within a year or so, these aneurysms went back down to normal size. And we have an enormous amount of evidence in every laboratory animal you can name, doesn't matter, that this will in fact repair the fractured elastic fibers and arteries and repair the aneurysms. So you have everything to gain, nothing to lose by doing this. Early warning signal number two. If you have liver spots or age spots in the back of your hands, face, arms, or neck, just even a half a dozen of them, you're looking at millions of these age spots, or liver spots, or the pigment of aging, it's also called, in your brain, your eyes, your thyroid gland, lungs, heart, liver, kidneys, bone marrow. Every cell, every tissue, every organ of your body is going to have this pigment of aging. The technical name is ceroid, C-E-R-O-I-D, lipofuscin, and it's free radicals, it's actually trans fatty acids, rancid fat that's accumulated from a breakdown of the cell walls of cells that have died as a result of being attacked by free radicals and trans fatty acids. This is a deficiency of the trace mineral selenium, and it increases your risk of cancer and heart disease and Alzheimer's disease many percent. Well, I'll give you an example. Dr. Gail Clark, the chief cardiologist of her hospital in St. Louis County, here in Missouri, was walking down the halls of her own hospital, 47 years old, chief cardiologist. I'm sure she was a vegetarian, at least moving in that direction. I'm sure she ran or exercised or did something, because that's what cardiologists tell you to do, so I have to believe that she was honest and did that. 47 years old, she drops dead from a cardiomyopathy heart attack in the halls of her own hospital. You can see all the patients unhooking themselves from IVs and all these machines and everything, holding their gowns and fleeing out of the hospital. Would that instill confidence in you, the 47-year-old chief cardiologist of the hospital, croaking right in front of your own door in the cardiac care unit? Of course not. A selenium deficiency disease. To deal with this, what you want to do is take 250 micrograms of selenium every day and eliminate fried foods and margarines and salad dressings with oils in them from your diet. Get rid of those free radicals and the trans fatty acids. And within 60 to 90 days, those liver spots and age spots will begin to fade and go away on the outside. And ladies and gentlemen, guess what? When they're fading and going away on the outside, they're actually fading and going away on the inside, and you will literally reduce your risk of heart disease, cancer, and Alzheimer's disease many percent. Early warning signal number 3, if you have cracked cuticles, if you have hangnails, if you have cracks on the side of your index finger, cracks on the ends of your thumb, and cracks on your heels, you have an omega-3 essential fatty acid deficiency. If it was just a cosmetic thing, you could take Vaseline intensive skin care and rub that in your hands and feel pretty good. But there's more sinister things going on the inside when you have cracked cuticles, hangnails, cracks on the side of your index finger, cracks on the ends of your thumb, and cracks on the ends of your heels. You, in fact, have abnormal stickiness in your platelets, your red blood cells, and white blood cells because of this omega-3 essential fatty acid deficiency. What you want to do when you have these signs and symptoms is to take the minimum daily requirement, supplement with the minimum daily requirement of the omega-3 essential fatty acids. That's 3% of your total daily calorie intake, and that averages out for the average American to be about 9 grams a day, 9,000 milligrams. And within 60 to 90 days, those cracked cuticles, hangnails, the cracks on the side of your index finger, end of your thumb, and your heels will heal and go away. And when those signs and symptoms are healing and going away on the outside, the abnormal stickiness in your platelets, your red blood cells, and your white blood cells will be reduced significantly and add many, many healthier years to your life. Now, if you don't do this, what happens is you're at high risk for this thrombosis because of the stickiness of your platelets and so forth. And if you get a thrombosis of the coronary arteries of your heart, you get a ischemic type of heart attack. Shuts off the blood supply to your heart. If one of these thrombi or blood clots plugs up a small artery in your heart, you might get some local tissue damage. You might have a debilitated heart, but not necessarily life-threatening. If you get a major coronary artery that's plugged by a thrombi or a blood clot, you can actually be in a life-threatening situation. If you get a thrombosis in the brain, if it's a small one, you might get a stroke and be debilitated. If you get a large one, it can be a life-threatening situation. So don't forget, 9 grams a day of the essential fatty acids. Early warning signal number 4, if you have noisy joints, if your neck sounds like a bag full of gravel when you turn it, if your knees pop, your vertebrae pop, your fingers pop when you move them around, any of your joints make noise, they creak, grind, and so forth, if you have eyelid twitches, toe cramps, foot cramps, leg cramps, back muscle spasms, the odds are you have a calcium deficiency and you're headed towards compression fractures and spontaneous life-threatening fractures of the hip and major leg bones. You can have Dowager's hump, you can have all the terrible pain in your bones that are related to osteoporosis and all the complications of osteoporosis, such as having to use wheelchairs and walkers and things of this nature, debilitating you to one degree or another. But if you just supplement with calcium, remember, you're not going to see much benefit here because you can't retain much of the calcium you supplement with unless you're building that new bone matrix. Within 60 to 90 days, the odds are you're going to get a significant reduction or maybe even a total absence of the noise in your joints. The eyelid twitches, toe cramps, foot cramps, leg cramps, and back muscle spasms can get significantly better, maybe even totally go away. And this means that you're rebuilding the mineral reserves in your bones. And doesn't matter if you're debilitated, doesn't matter if you have a restricted range of motion, doesn't matter if you're scheduled for a joint replacement surgery. You have everything to gain, nothing to lose, because you can always get the surgery. The surgery is always waiting for you, but you can't always get unsurgery. Early warning signal number 5 is a behavior as opposed to a physical problem. This is called pica and cribbing. This was actually something that we've known about in human beings for literally thousands of years, but it was really written up in 1975, 23 and a half years ago, by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. U.S. Department of Agriculture came out and said 23 and a half years ago that 95% of all Americans of all age groups are minerally deficient. This includes toddlers, preteens, teenagers, young adults, and seniors. And the most generic, the most universal symptom of mineral deficiencies is what we call pica and cribbing. It's a behavior that farmers will recognize. They'll see animals chewing on the fence rail. They'll see animals chewing on the half doors in the barn. They'll see animals chewing on the feed box instead of eating the feed. They'll eat the shingles off the roof, the paint off the barn. They'll eat dirt, wire, nails. And a good farmer recognizes this pica and cribbing behavior as a deficiency of minerals. They give the animals minerals to prevent them from eating the fence and having to rebuild it. They give them minerals to prevent large veterinary bills and to save the animal's life. Little toddlers will do the same thing. And I know many of you have seen little kids who use a spoon or a plastic shovel to eat dirt out of a garden or maybe out of a house plant. Maybe they'll eat sand out of a play box or at the beach. They'll eat caulking from around a window. They might even eat lead paint. Not because any of these things taste good, but because they're minerally deficient and they have cravings. Now, if you live in one of these modern dwellings, a house, an apartment, a condo, and everything is plastic and glass and metal and ceramics, nothing real in there. Even the house plants today are silk. There's no dirt in the house plants for kids to eat. They'll eat dog food, cat food. They'll eat the Tootsie Rolls out of the kitty litter box, not because that stuff tastes good, but because it's the only organic thing they have available to them in their search for minerals. Kids will swallow pennies because they like chewing on that metallic taste. They'll get their tongues caught on the galvanized fence during the wintertime by licking the fence because they like that taste. Women who are pregnant also get pike and cribbing, usually at 2 o'clock in the morning. They want the pickles and ice cream, Reese's peanut butter cups. They may want spicy curly french fries. And if these food items don't satisfy their cravings, they'll go out in the midnight, in a moonlit night, and actually eat clay out of the backyard. This is an indication that they're minerally deficient. I used to have hundreds of women during each year come to me and say, "Doc, do I need a psychiatrist? I have this craving. I have this urge in the middle of the night to jump up out of bed and run out in the backyard and with a spoon eat clay." No, you're just minerally deficient. And what happens is the embryo is stealing minerals from them to develop properly. And unless the woman is replacing these minerals faster than the embryo is stealing them from her, she's going to develop pike and cribbing just like these toddlers and just like the animals. Adult women who are not pregnant, teenagers and adult men also get pike and cribbing. And these can be called cravings. It can be called binge eating behaviors. You know, you just can't eat one. The munchies. If you have the munchies, if you're a chocoholic or a cokeaholic, if you have to have the right type of salsa, if you nibble on trail mix or nuts all day at your desk, you're minerally deficient. Your body is screaming for minerals, not carbohydrates and not fats. And this is one of the reasons why Americans are 25 to 50% overweight. This is why weight loss programs never work over the long haul, because the basic root cause of an overweight challenge is mineral deficiency, because people have these cravings and these munchies and these binge eating behaviors. And if you want anything to work for weight loss, you better be taking all the essential minerals as a supplement so you can get rid of those cravings.